all around the country, these new ballparks were popping up and these video scoreboards and, you know, the modern technologies that concession stands could whip through, you know, taking care of a lot of people. And fans would visit those and they'd come back to Cleveland Stadium and say, this place built in 1931 just isn't doing it for me. I'm expected to pay X amount of money. I want to be entertained at that level. They really want a return on that investment. And when we moved into Jacobs Field, we obviously showed people all different types of fans. There's fans who can afford to sit in luxury suites. There's fans who can sit in club seats. And there's fans who sit out in the ballpark. Each of those elements expect certain things. And in a brand new facility, we're able to provide exactly what they're looking for. Again, the fan is more sophisticated now than they were back in the 1970s.